Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. Yes, I'm the host, the Rough Rider. Today would be our 496th podcast to date. Wow, getting close to that magic 500. Woo! Today's podcast title is Vladimir Putin, his Waterloo moment. Let's begin. Well, Vlad, yeah, like Napoleon, on June the 18th, 1815, at the Belgian town of Waterloo, he faced off after escaping from the island of Elba and constituted yet another huge army of 72,000 men. On that fateful day, he faced off against England's, the Duke of Wellington's, 68,000-member army. And by day's end, on June the 18th, 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte, the little 5'6" Corsican-born, Corsica, an island off the coast of Italy. Hell, Napoleon wasn't even born in France, but that little cocksucker lost. He suffered a thunderous defeat. He left the field and was shortly thereafter captured and subsequently quickly exiled, this time to the island of St. Helena, a better fortified island, an island off the Atlantic coast. So I think that is instructional for what Vladimir Putin has gotten himself in this time, 200 plus years later. Vladimir Putin, like Napoleon, is small in stature, all of 5'6" and a half, maybe 5'7" with platform shoes. The little cocksucker 2.0, like Napoleon, staring or facing his Waterloo moment 207 years later. And his battlefield is, his Waterloo is the Ukraine, that plucky little nation of fellow Slavs, Ukraine. Vlad, I don't know what your parlay, your peace talks this morning, Monday, February the 28th, 2022, on the Belarus-Ukraine border is going to accomplish. You have nothing to offer to the Ukraines. I don't know what you're going to parlay about the terms of surrender. Oh, Lord. Your army and you, Vlad, seriously overestimated your ability and seriously underestimated the sheer ferocity of and the Ukrainian people, of their willingness to fight to the death, their utter and total ferocity. Even 80-year-old men have been volunteering to become members, to ask for a rifle to use to become part of the military street forces. So it looks right now that by tomorrow morning, Rough Riders Radio is not even going to wait and say, well, this may turn out differently, or we just have to wait and see. It is already obvious, it's patently obvious, that you're running out of fuel, that this will become a war of logistics, and it's going to strangle your entire military operation in Ukraine. you're way overstretched. Your supply lines are way overstretched. You got 3-mile convoys. Damn. 3-mile convoys. That's a little top heavy. That's a little untidy. I don't see how you keep that whole thing going. It's just, it's never been done before on this scale. And Vlad, unlike Napoleon, you sure as shit ain't no general, okay? You're a fucking KGB tool, a fucking KGB tool. And while you were stationed in Eastern Germany in the late 80s, very little effect as a KGB officer then. And now, but you feel so pissed that you were in and around that geographical region when the whole thing went down the turlet, the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991, that you took it as a personal and humiliating defeat. You personalized it. And now this is your war, your personal war, to restore what happened to you as you saw the unfolding of events, the catastrophic events in 1988, 1989, 1990, 1991. As a young KGB officer in East Germany. Well, fuck you, Vlad. This is your Waterloo moment. So suck it up, tough it out, and do the best you can. And for fuck's sake, get out of town. The Russian people need to take you like Benito Mussolini and hang you upside down in the public square and beat you with bats and sticks and throw stones at you. You need to be completely disgraced, exiled into the international arena of pariahhood for good, forever. Like Napoleon, your days are over permanently. Bye-bye. Das vidanya, schmuck. This is the old Friar, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, my liebchens, stay well. And most definitely, keep it lit. Keep those fires burning, the fires of progressivism, liberalism, enlightenment, tolerance, progressive thought, intellectual discourse, smarts, and we ride so you can just sit back and enjoy the glide. Danke.